Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to another service here at Unity Center of Light, located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. As always, we like to let you know, especially if you're new to this channel, that we always have a Zoom fellowship service on Sunday mornings at 10:30, where you can see this lesson, the meditation, see other Unity folks, and join in with other Unity folks, and actually have discussion about the lesson. If you have some questions, listen to music. It's really a good fellowship time as opposed to maybe just listening to the message by yourself. So we invite you to become part of that. You can find the link to it in your e-newsletter or weekly update. If you're not on our mailing list, you can go to unitycenteroflight.org, and there you can get the link and also sign up so you can get the weekly newsletter and the e-newsletter. And also, you know, if you find that what we're doing here at Unity is spiritually inspiring, we welcome your donations to support our work here. So, if you think to yourself, I really would like to donate, you can click on the Show More button below, and it'll show you all the wonderful ways you can give. And we are thankful for your donations.
Yes.
But right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Unity family. And welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. And now we have the daily word reading for today. Sunday, the key word is joy, and the affirmation is, I am blessed with indwelling joy. In John's Gospel, Jesus prays his disciples, and all who receive their message will experience for themselves the joy he knows. I share in Jesus' joy as I remember I am a living expression of the divine, created in God's image and likeness just as Jesus was. My ability to express love, life, wisdom, and all other qualities of God is limited only by my willingness to live from my spiritual nature. I am one with God and one in the allness of God with all people everywhere. The joy Jesus described remains with me no matter what is happening around me. I know wholeness in the midst of illness, abundance amid the appearance of lack. Even sadness in the aftermath of loss cannot overtake my joy. And the scripture reading is taken from John 15:11, and it reads, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Amen. Now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
All right, so we are on another spiritual journey here. In this lesson, keep living the spiritual life, and you will keep living the spiritual life. Pamela, I came back from vacation last weekend, and we, Saturday morning, Saturday evening, we were going to bed, and the title came to me for this Sunday, right? Keep living the spiritual life, and you will keep living the spiritual life. So I was already in the bed, lights were out, and I was going, I am not going to remember that tomorrow. You know, I should get up and write it down, but I don't feel like doing that. So I went to sleep and dreamed the title, Keep Living the Spiritual Life, and You Will Keep Living the Spiritual Life. So I said, well, maybe this is the title I'm supposed to speak about, you know, this on this Sunday. But anyway, you know, if you think about that, the first part of this title has to do with our daily practice of living the spiritual life, meaning we already have practices. We pray, we meditate, we read the daily word or other spiritual things, we do affirmations. So we're working on, living the spiritual life on a daily basis. So it's, the second part of it has to do with the lifelong results of our daily practice of living the spiritual life. So thus again, you know, if you keep living the spiritual life, and you will keep living the spiritual life, all right? So the idea is if you're practicing daily, living the spiritual life, you will eventually become what you're practicing. Yes, it is true that in the process of practicing, it often feels like some days you're making progress, And other days, it feels as if you're not making any progress. All right, that's just sort of the human experience. However, the outcome of sincere, dedicated, everyday practice is cumulative, meaning with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will keep growing and expanding in spiritual awareness, so much so that eventually you will not know where your old self ends and your new self begins. This is because spiritual growth comes gradually, meaning you grow slowly in degrees of awareness. It happens so gradually that we might not be able to detect the changes we're going through. You see, the old self slowly gives up its reign of spiritual ignorance as a new life begins to dawn within us. It's sort of as if awakening from the darkness of not knowing into the light of knowing is on a dimmer switch, right? Turned all the way down, that we're in this, you know, darkness of not knowing. And as we keep practicing the spiritual light, it's like we're turning the dimmer switch up, right? So that we are gently and gradually brought into the light of divine understanding. It's explained in John 8:31-32. It says, if you continuously abide in my word, continuously obeying my teachings and live in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth regarding your true self, and that truth will set you free from your old self. Okay, that's all of that's in the, those brackets, by the way, are in the, here we go. The brackets are in the Amplified Bible, because that was things that was added into it. But I think it gave it more clarity, you know. So this lesson is an expansion on our understanding of that that Bible verse, with the key word being continuously, right? So as we know from other parts of our lives, anything we want to master requires dedicated, disciplined practice. And it requires multiple learning experiences, learning events, meaning as you learn and understand a spiritual principle, the next step is to try it out in a real life situation, right? It doesn't help to just sit at home meditating and praying and, you know, doing affirmations. You got to get out into life and see how these things that you're working on, these spiritual concepts you're working on, work in a real situation. And this is where mindfulness comes into play as a mental emotional tool we can use to help us with this process. Now, here's a good definition for mindfulness. I know that many of us already know the first part of this definition, which is it's a mental state achieved by focusing your awareness on the present moment. Okay, we know that part. The second part is while calmly acknowledging and accepting your thoughts, emotions, and what you are feeling in your body about what is happening in that moment. Okay? So, and yes, it is true that there can be situations in our lives in which what we are feeling, thinking, and the reactions of our body seem to be more than we can handle. Okay? But these are the perfect situations to practice mindfulness, right? The tougher situations are perfect situations for practicing mindfulness, which means accepting what you are feeling. This is how you work with these tough situations, all right? You accept what you're feeling, joy, anger, frustration, fear, accept that, okay? You be patient with yourself, and you trust that spiritually you're not alone in this challenging moment, knowing that the Holy Spirit is always with you, okay? Now, again, that's one of those abstract spiritual concepts. The Holy Spirit is always with you. But let's understand what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is the infinite breath of God and the life essence of your being. So if you ever find yourself wondering if the Holy Spirit is really with you in a challenging situation in your life or in any situation in your life, just take a breath and know that the fact that you can take that breath and that you have life in your body means that the Holy Spirit is with you. Because the Holy Spirit is the infinite breath of God and the life essence of your being. Which is why so often, when we're feeling anxious or afraid about something, we are told to take a deep breath, right? most likely not realizing this is our way of recognizing the presence of the Holy Spirit. So by continuously practicing being aware and fully present in the moment, over time, you will develop a sense of competence for being aware, as well as a sense of confidence that you can do this. Whatever that is for you, whatever situation you find yourself in, you'll feel a sense of competence and confidence that you can do this. And you can live a prayerful, peaceful life. That's what we're striving for. So to paraphrase Luke 21:36, right, it says, keep a constant watch. This is what Jesus expressed. Keep a constant watch over your soul. And pray for the courage and grace to prevail over these things that are destined to occur, so that you will stand before the presence of the Christ within you with a clear conscience. Okay? Now, we know this verse. It's been paraphrased. There's a little bit more added to it to give it clarity. Okay? And as you know, again, we're aware of all of these scriptures. What we're striving for is to be able to bring to mind these scriptures in those times that we need them. Okay? Now, think about sports folks, you know, athletes. The idea of muscle memory is always emphasized in whatever sport you're in. It comes from hours and hours of training day after day until what the athlete is striving to accomplish becomes second nature. That athlete has developed muscle memory, okay? The athlete's muscle memory, a muscle remembers what the muscles are supposed to do when called upon to perform a certain feat. Okay, so the athlete has understood that to do this feat, whatever it is, there's a certain movement, there's a certain combination of muscle movements to make it happen, and that athlete has developed memory in those muscles, so when an athlete is ready to perform a certain feat, the muscles know what to do. It's the same with us as true students. As we're striving to develop spiritual muscle memory in our mind, body, and spirit, we want to do that so that when a situation in our life calls for a spiritual response, it will be natural for us to respond spiritually with competence and confidence and with compassion and gentleness. Okay? We won't have to muster it up. It'll be something we have developed, you know, by living, keep living that spiritual life. Okay? So to reach this stage of competence and confidence requires us to continuously practice these spiritual principles with, and there's three things, intention for note takers, attention, and the right attitude, the right mental attitude. Okay? So intention being a desire to continuously strive for a different way to show up in your life. You know, you are intending that you will not let certain things knock you off your spiritual center, okay? And if you have already set the intention, if you've already done that, set an intention to keep a constant watch over your thoughts and feelings, and you're thinking that you have that part mastered, it's important for us to remember that our spiritual growth happens in stages. So we must always be aware of the fact that where we are in consciousness now is not where we want to stay, okay? Our spiritual purpose is to continuously evolve to higher and higher levels of divine understanding. Okay? So the idea of attention comes into play when stuff happens. Okay, this is the next one. We did intention, now we're doing attention. This attention comes into play when stuff happens. When stuff happens, it's our work to pay attention to what is occurring within us. Ask yourself, what am I thinking and feeling? What is happening in my body? And it is imperative that we pay attention to what is happening within us without any judgment. Remember, self-observation without condemnation. You want to know and become as completely aware as you possibly can how you react to certain situations in your life. Okay? Because this lets you know where you are now. You know, this is how I am now. This is how I react now. Okay? Again, your attention is that you know that, but then you're going to have your intention, okay? This is where you are now, but then your intention is where you want to get to, okay? So keep in mind that when you are on the spiritual journey, nothing about you will remain the same. know and embrace this ever-changing reality about yourself. Okay, we talk a lot about both meditation and mindfulness. And I read in my research that meditation and mindfulness are intrinsically linked as methods to bring lasting peace with regular practice. And that meditation is mindful by nature. However, this is an important point. Meditation expands beyond basic mindfulness in that it allows us to explore beyond the limitations of our minds. Okay? So this explanation brings us back to the importance of the basic practices for developing spiritual muscle memory in our mind and body that is needed for our spiritual journey. These practices, of course, are prayer, meditation, and spiritual contemplation. So we use mindfulness to bring ourselves into the present moment and meditation to give us access to the deeper spiritual aspects of our mind, body, and soul so that we become aware of things that we previously were not aware of. All right? So that deep meditation opens you up to God's living spirit of truth, that divine intuition that's always coming to you. All right? Mindfulness does not necessarily have to be meditative. You use that in your everyday. It's in every moment of everyday practice to keep yourself centered and aware that God is present and active in your life and affairs. Okay? So we already explored intention and attention. The third component of spiritual practice is maintaining the right attitude. You know, Unity folks and many others use affirmations to develop a right attitude of mind. And when we're talking about being non-judgmental when listening to others, one source that I looked at expressed that three things are needed to create a space that feels safe and comfortable so the people in a situation you're in feel encouraged to share what they are feeling and thinking. Okay? Because you find even between husbands and wives, friends and whatnot, we always don't want to say what's really on our mind. Pam and I have been working on that and saying what is really on our mind, okay, and being open. So we set the space for us to feel comfortable saying exactly what we're feeling. So the first component of the right attitude of mind is being able to accept that what people are sharing is what they believe, okay? Having the right attitude of mind is not about trying to change them. It's more about listening to them without judgment. Again, that's something that Pam and I practice. The second component of the right attitude of mind is being genuine with your interactions with others. Okay, genuine with your interactions with others. Now, this is a document called the Encyclopedia of Personality and Individual Differences. This is the way it explains it. It says the attributes of an individual's character, which is honestly experienced and thoughtfully shared with others. It says genuineness is the attribute of an individual's character, which is honestly experienced and thoughtfully shared with others. Genuineness is not fake or counterfeit. Rather, it is characterized by realness and sincerity and is independent of hypocrisy. Genuineness is perceived by self and others as the unadulterated and congruent external display of an individual's actual internally recognized values, beliefs, emotions, and other perceptions of themselves, including the world they exist in. Okay, now, that's a long definition, but it's a very full definition. It's on a slide, so you can go back and really study it. But the first line of this definition is the simplest. Genuineness is the attribute of an individual's character, which is honestly experienced and thoughtfully shared with others. Okay, so all of these concepts we are exploring are to help us develop the right attitude of mind, to be able to decipher how to implement these concepts in our everyday lives. I so often hear folks say things like, "Don't worry, God will take care of you." And I truly believe that that's the truth. However, I also believe we need to be in the right attitude of mind to be open to recognizing, receiving God's care. And yes, God's care will come regardless of whether or not we recognize it. But if we have trained ourselves, the spiritual muscle memory, to recognize it, by developing our spiritual muscle memory, we will be able to perceive and accept God's loving care more times than not, which means it's coming all the time, but if we're not in the right frame of mind, we're not perceiving it, okay? And it just goes right by us. So we want to prepare ourselves to catch that divine intuition every time it comes to us. Now, to illustrate this idea of being in the right frame of mind to receive the divine guidance, divine healing, the divine care that you need, I may have shared this story with you before, but many years ago I needed a spinal injection to try to relieve the excruciating pain in my back. And I had been suffering with that pain for months. Couldn't sleep, couldn't walk, couldn't sit. It was horrible. So the doctor who was going to administer the injection came into the room to assess the situation. He asked me several questions about the nature of the pain and where it was traveling down my leg. You got to remember now, everything's set up. The radiologist is there, you know, nurses and everything, because this is a big deal doing a spinal injection. So everybody was there in place. I'm laying on the table. Doctor comes in to assess the situation. He asked me all about the pain. And then he said to me that he needed to go back to his office and sit in the silence for a while to receive clarity about what he needed to do. When I heard that, I don't know what all the other people, you know, the other technicians in the room thought, but it was then that I knew that I was about to have a healing experience, because I was receiving treatment from someone who knew that there was a healing wisdom within him that was greater than all the medical knowledge he possessed, right? And thus it was so. That was the end. Once that procedure was over and a few other things happened, that was the end of that long-standing pain I've been going through. And what is interesting to note is, and here's the real key to this I want you to grasp, is this was a time when the doctor had a greater faith connection than I had. Because I was in so much pain, I was struggling with the faith that this could end. So the key understanding to gain from this story is that if you keep living the spiritual life, you will draw into your life experience others who are living the spiritual life. And it just may be that they will bring to you a level of spiritual knowledge and wisdom and a level of understanding that is greater than yours. And, you know, it might be just what you needed at that time, as was the case with this doctor in this particular situation. I could have had any other doctor, but the right doctor with the right spiritual divine connection was the one that came in. See, we want to be more spiritually aware and draw more spiritually aware folks into our lives. You see what I'm saying? When we become more spiritually aware, we draw more spiritually aware folks into our lives. And quite often, this process is linked to divine timing and divine order. Okay. We read in Matthew 18:20. He says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. If we apply this scripture to what we're exploring in this lesson, think about the fact that each person in a situation has the Christ within them. Everybody you're dealing with, no matter what the situation, everybody has the Christ within them. Okay? And everyone is the Christ in that moment. So there can be situations in your life where another person is feeling their Christ presence greater than you are. This is where being mindful and paying attention will help you detect and to be open and receptive to receiving what you need from that person. And there will be times when you are that person who has a greater awareness of the Christ presence than others who are involved in a situation. Know then that it is your job to allow the Holy Spirit to bring a wisdom to and through you that will bring peace and calm and compassion and the wisdom needed to heal any conflict, pain, or confusion. To take a line from the book, The Five Languages of God, The Five Languages of Love, we have to keep our love tank full. I like that. We have to keep our love tank full. Because as we know from what is being portrayed on the news, there are a lot of folks seeking to be loved these days. And the way they are asking for love are often misunderstood and misinterpreted, which leads to dire consequences for others and themselves. So it is our work as true students to keep our love tank full, so that at any moment's notice we can pour out a healing balm where needed. You know, as the hymn expresses, there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. So let's be that healing balm. Let us be that healing balm. So I'm going to end with this affirmation for us to contemplate this coming week, and it's from Science of Mind. Whatever this day or any day means to me, I honor it and make space within myself for understanding my fellow humans who may be experiencing it differently than I do. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So family, let's prepare to center ourselves by finding that comfortable place right where you are. Turn away from the world around and for a moment be in the stillness. And be in a place of tranquility. We take this time to pause. So take a deep breath and feel your body begin to relax. Breathe out any tension and breathe in serenity of spirit. Take another easy breath and allow my words to be the words of your very own heart. Today I am blessed with the gifts of spirit. I am filled with a joyous feeling in my heart. I am a spiritual being living this human life, blessed by spirit in the most miraculous of ways. The peace and joy of spirit fills my heart and my mind. I am immersed in the comfort and joy of God's love. Today I am blessed with the gift of life. My mind and body are whole and well. I am restored to full vitality. My body is a temple that easily and gracefully moves me through my life. Today, God guides my life and leads me to my highest good. God's loving guidance is always with me, uplifting and encouraging me as I move forward on my life's journey. Please join me now in the silence where you may pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to remain still. Now, before you leave this time of stillness, remember that you are blessed and that you are a blessing. You are filled with joy, and go about your day as a blessing to yourself and to others. And now gently come back to your surroundings and rejoin with your Unity family. We give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is, and forever shall be. Amen.
Wonderful. So, this is a time, again, when we acknowledge the blessings of our lives, the blessings in our lives, the blessings we receive from all the sources that the universe has for us. So, keeping those blessings in your mind that, you know, this is our personal affirmation for all the good we receive. Let's say our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me. Amen. And so this next blessing, this offering blessing, is, you know, that it's for all the offerings we get to contribute to Unity Center of Light, to our spiritual home where we get our spiritual food from, our spiritual nourishment and support. And so we are just being thankful for all the offerings that come into Unity Center Light. So we ask you to hold your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit as we say our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right, and now we have light notes. Yes.
So July 9th will be our next in-person service, and the reason for that is because the first Sunday is the 4th of July celebration weekend, yes. So we will be on Zoom and streaming in that live service on the 9th. And we invite you all to come out and join your Unity family. We always like to see you there and fellowship with you in person. So we hope we'll see more of you on the 9th. We will start collecting backpacks and school supplies beginning in July and ending in August on the 13th. This is our personal project, and we will be collecting, packing the backpacks, and delivering them to the area schools. We appreciate your support in any way that you can help us, so stay tuned for more details about that process. Our next Women of Unity get-together is Saturday, August the 26th at 2:30 p.m., so ladies, mark your calendar, and more details will be following. A Course in Miracles that usually meets is taking a pause for the summer and will resume on Sunday, September the 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. Unity Center of Light is reaching out to all who are willing and able to learn portions of the setup and functioning of the different aspects of in-person Sunday service. And Reverend Butch is going to give you a little more details about that.
So anyway, if you have been to a first in-person service, you can see up front there's a lot of technology that goes into making that happen to make it work well for the people who are there in person and for the people who are in Zoom. So right now, Pamela and I are doing the video side of it, and April is doing, she's also working to monitor the Zoom, and then we have a team that's doing the audio side. But we need more folks to be part of that whole AV setup. It's very challenging, as you can imagine, for us to be doing the video side and have to get up and speak and do the meditation and so forth. So we need folks who can be part of it. So on Saturday, July the 8th, I think that's two Saturdays from now, we're going to be doing a training at the center on Ken Hill. And we ask that if you're interested to please come and be part of that training. Okay. If you have any desire to want to know about the technical side of that, it's a great place to be to learn. The person who helps us with the audio side is an expert in that. So please come and join us for that. All right?
Okay.
Is that it?
We're complete.
We're complete. Okay.
So what time is it?
It is.
Time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal,
and gusto.
Together. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord. Knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
All right, and let's go right into our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The love of God, power, I'm sorry, the power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. We hope that you will join us eventually in Zoom services. We would love to see you there. Otherwise, have a wonderful week coming up. It's supposed to be beautiful this week.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.